Welcome to a new edition of the Famous Interviews with Joe Domino series. On this episode, we talk with children's author, writing coach, educator, and inspirational whisperer, Rosie Pova. She is originally from Bulgaria and now living in Texas as a prolific children's writer, a wife, and a mother. She is the award-winning author of Sunday Rain and writes primarily for children of all age groups. Ever since childhood, she's had a passion for writing and has been fascinated with the power of words. She has written essays, short stories, and poetry. She dreams of inviting many readers into her make-believe worlds and hopes to touch their hearts with her words. Enjoy this interview.
Hey, thanks for taking a minute out today. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. So, you know, before we dive in here, I think the first thing that I want to kind of ask about is, you know, we've been dealing with COVID. Things are kind of getting back, hopefully, to some semblance of normalcy. So how has everything been going for you over this last couple of years during this kind of pandemic quarantine time?
Yeah, well, it was hard, yeah, for sure, because, yeah, we had to, you know, change our way of working and our way of looking at things. Pivot in some way. So for me, yeah, I had contracts with author school visits that were in person, you know, being canceled. We couldn't do any live events, especially for authors, you know, how we want to meet with our readers and promote our books and meet with fans, but that was not possible. So I started going and doing more things online. So that was helpful. Been scared previously, really reluctant to try the Zoom and, you know, all the live Facebook lives and all the online events, but I had to. And so that's how I did. I did bookstore readings online, and then I started teaching courses, which was great. I was asked to become an instructor, and so I was creating courses and teaching other writers, and that's been amazing because had it not been for that, I would have probably put it off for the longest time. But that just gave me the opportunity to, you know, actually do it. Create the courses and teachings and offer them to people, and I've been doing that. So I'm really thankful for that part and for being more comfortable with Zoom now and for having more options now that we're slowly getting back to the in-person events and school visits and bookstore visits and all of these things. So now we have more options, which is great.
Yeah, well, and I guess that's the part of this, too, is that there's been silver linings that have been unexpected. It just kind of seems like it probably broadened your horizons, gave you extra tech abilities and ways of more opportunities, I guess, so to speak.
Exactly. That's what it did. And yeah, I choose to look at the silver lining, you know, because at the time, yeah, we had no choice but to do what we needed to do. That doesn't mean that we have to, you know, stay restricted and not find new ways to get our work out there, to express ourselves and to reach other people. So yeah, and that's what we did, I think.
With that in mind, that being kind of the topic with dealing with the pandemic and what we've gone through, how has that affected the way that you write and the way that you approach what you do? Has it affected you at all in that way?
I had more time to write, actually, and revise and, you know, think what I wanted to do next. So that was sort of like, hey, let's pause and see what needs to be done. Otherwise, you know, we get distracted with the everyday things and life and running places. But when you couldn't be places and you're at home with the kids and started more cooking, more just doing things together, sort of being like relaxing, slowing down, and then also allowing your creativity to kick in, just to give it some room and see what you wanted to write. So that's also been useful for me to find the next story or the next idea, or to sit down and work on my creativity. It was helpful.
Yeah. I think it was good for all of us. I think we just, there's things that I think we are in control of, and I think about those kinds of things from writing, you know, for writing children's books. I mean, there's things that you can control and there's things you can't.
And this pandemic, we couldn't, but you could control the way that you interacted with it, you know. And I think the world having the chance to take a breath in and to calm down because we run so fast has probably been a good thing for a lot of people.
Yes, I think so. And I was, early on, I decided to actually focus on the things that under my control, like you said. We can always look at this, you know, on both sides. Like, we can freak out and just focus on the things that really we can't change, or you can take this opportunity and be positive and creative and really think about what we can do with this, you know, time that we've been given, this space, this sort of like more peaceful daily life at home. And that's what I chose to do. Like with my kids, we started, like I mentioned before, we started cooking. So if someone went back to my Instagram at the time, you would see like posting pictures of all kinds of dishes and desserts and all things that we tried to experiment with more in the kitchen involving the kids. We did a lot of those that otherwise I wouldn't have gotten the chance to do that with, especially with my daughter, who's very into cooking and baking and all the things. I was grateful for the time with my kids and doing things together. And then again, my writing. So yeah, I chose to focus on these and just to stay sane and calm and and productive throughout this whole time.
But your love of writing began very early on. Talk to me a little bit about your childhood in Bulgaria and how the initial idea of writing and how did that come in to be your focus?
Writing's always been a part of my just natural personality, and that's what I did when I was little, just writing short story poetry, as a teenager, just rewriting lyrics to songs just to get me through, you know, heartbreaks or whatever was going on in my life. It was just my escape. I felt good when I was writing and expressing myself that way. I just had that fascination with words, just to find the exact words and the exact order for that moment to express myself. So yeah, that's always been a part of me when I was in school. And then I went to French language school. We had sort of like a contest assignment thing, and I won first prize at the time with a short story in French. So that was a science fiction story throughout childhood. And then reading, we didn't have a lot of children's books in my house, and maybe in general at the time in communist Bulgaria, but whatever I had, I would just read those books, read and reread a million times. I had a vinyl of Cinderella. That was another escape. I loved listening to that thing. I knew it by heart. Again, it was just writing and reading and music. Those were my things, because my childhood was not, you know, the greatest, but I loved those things, and I kept on doing them. And in school, again, literature and foreign languages, that was it for me. I didn't care much about math or chemistry or all the other subjects, but those were the things that I felt good at. So, and then later on, I kind of revisited that passion for writing when I had my own kids and started reading books to them. And so I wanted to try writing my own children's stories. And then I tried, and I couldn't stop. I got so obsessed with the idea and those stories, and especially picture books. I write in all age group levels, but picture books, I have a soft spot for those. And I decided to become an author. So that's how that started.
You know, it's interesting. I remember hearing a story that J.R.R. Tolkien wrote the Lord of the Rings trilogy because he felt like there weren't magnanimous stories for kids anymore, and he did that for his kids. So I find that interesting that a part of this was motivated and fueled by the fact that you wanted to make these for your kids. That has to make it even more special.
Yes, for my kids, and they're all of my books and my stories are sort of like reflection of my own journey or personality or experiences. So they all have something special in them from my like I said, yeah, my experiences or my personality. Yeah, that was another way of me just processing life and the world and memories or whatever I was going through. Yeah, both for me, for my kids, for other kids. I wanted to inspire other kids who may be needing that story. I know when I was little, I was constantly looking for inspiration, validation, role models, or just anything. And I thought, oh, I would have been so grateful if I had, you know, that kind of variety to help me and characters, because when I was reading, you know, characters were my friends. And having those friends makes it so much easier when real life is not very friendly to you. So I was thinking, yeah, it'd be great if I could inspire other kids too with that story or that character.
So the beauty of writing too is that you really open up kind of this window to the world, and having, you know, a cultural background in Bulgaria, how has that influenced the way you write and the way that you present your vision of the world?
I may have a little bit of different perspective, I think, with my stories, and I try to bring what's important to me, and just being authentic. I don't know how exactly it's been affecting my writing, but I'm sure it has. Being an immigrant, being you know, with a different background, I try to sort of find a balance of what it was and what it is now, and just bring, let's highlight maybe a different perspective.
So what brought you to America?
Oh, well, I was an adult when I immigrated, and so with my boyfriend at the time, now my husband, yeah, we just applied for papers, and yeah, he got in, and then I came in. So just looking for a better life and better opportunities, and it's been a journey.
Yeah, I bet. Sounds like it. So did you always have a dream of being a writer, or did you have any other dreams that you wanted to go after?
Well, I didn't think I would specifically be an author, but at some point I remember wanting to be a journalist. I thought that would be very cool. So that had to do with writing. Then at another point, I wanted to be a flight attendant, because back home at the time, we weren't allowed to travel really outside of just the, you know, socialist countries. So I thought, oh, that'd be a good way for me to see the world, to see, you know, what's outside of this Eastern European group of countries. So I thought that would be, you know, my escape, also just to see the world, to see what's out there. So those are the main two things I remember wanting to be when I grew up.
So is there a go-to book for you that, I mean, you've mentioned a few when you were a child, but is there a book that you read that you just absolutely love and that you revisit every once in a while?
Yeah, The Little Prince. The Little Prince was one, and then I read a lot of fairy tales and fables. And I would just reread those books, like the Brothers Grimm stories. I had that one and read it over and over. But yeah, The Little Prince was one of my favorite.
So you've probably gotten a lot of feedback from readers and from fans over the years. Is there a particular response that you got back from somebody that was unexpected or that you really remember that was awesome?
Oh, yes, yes. I have a ton of those, and they're so rewarding. Every time, it never gets old when I hear from readers, and I have some parents saying, for example, my kids, you know, really enjoyed this book, and my 8-year-old especially wanted to read it again and again. That's just, you know, it's so amazing to hear. Or, you know, my son loved this book so much, he has to be read again right away. Or my 3-year-old son loved this book, he has to be read to him every evening. Just on and on, when I hear those things from readers, and knowing that a kid maybe on the other side of the world is reading this book, and maybe hugging this book at night, and you know, being friends with that character, and this is their favorite book, is just amazing, an amazing feeling.
So we are all inspired by the people around us that we would consider, you know, role models or heroes. Who would be a hero for you?
Well, right now, yeah, I follow Jack Canfield. I admire his work, and he's a great inspiration to me. I would say Oprah too. who doesn't like Oprah and what she's done with her life? Yeah, throughout my journey, so many people and writers who were ahead of me, and I've looked up to them and learned from them. Because yeah, like people say, you know, it takes a village, and it really does. You need all the support, all the inspiration, all the resources just to help you along the way, because we don't have to figure things out alone. And when we try, it's so frustrating, it's tiring, it's not fun at all. So it's always good to surround yourself with people who inspire you, who encourage you to follow your own dreams. And that's what I try to be to other people too. Whatever I learn, whatever I accomplish, I want to give back, like inspire someone else who is maybe, you know, a little behind on that, but in the same path, just to inspire them however I can.
Absolutely. So of everybody that's alive on the planet right now, if you could meet somebody, one person, who would you love to meet and talk to?
Oh my, that is a hard question. I tend to overanalyze things like that if I only get one chance, and this is the one person. So you're catching me here by surprise.
We could add a few to it. We could have like a short list of people that you would like to meet.
Well, I'm going to throw in Oprah again. I'm going to talk to her.
Sure.
Yeah. I want to talk to J.K. Rowling.
Those are two really good ones. And what I'm curious about with, you know, what you've experienced throughout your life and everything that you've been through, let's say you have a dream tonight. You run into the younger version of yourself, say when you were in your 20s, and you could give your younger version one piece of advice based on what you've learned, the wisdom that you've gained over the years. What would you tell your younger version?
Yeah, stop trying to be a perfectionist and stop overanalyzing and getting ready to do what you wanted to do. Be bolder and be more confident, because even if things don't work out, that's a great way to learn too and to grow. But not doing anything at all is like the worst. Yeah, I'd rather do something and see that it didn't work out, or you know, I made this mistake, but then I can course correct, rather than just being paralyzed and afraid of failure or what other people think. It's just too many blocks and not helpful, putting things on hold. So yeah, start early and do what you can and just do it and learn as you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was a long answer.
Yeah, but good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was great. So let's say we talk in 5 years. First thing I'm going to ask you is, what are you happy that's happened lately? What are you looking forward to as time marches forward?
Oh my goodness, 5 years. Okay. Yeah, I'd be happy to be on the New York Times bestseller list.
Nice.
I'd be happy to have at least 10 more books that I've published that I'm proud of and sharing with kids and the world, and doing a ton more school visits and having a bunch more clients in my courses with writing and just helping more writers on their journey. I have so many ideas, and I want to do so many things for other writers too, including like writing retreats and conferences and all the things that I wish I had before when I first started. So I would love to have grown that part of my business too in 5 years.
So everyone around you has a perception or an idea of who they think you are, your family, your friends, your fans. but ultimately you're the one that lives and leads your life. Who do you think you are?
I think I'm a creative person, an introvert, just loving to be helpful and inspiring, and I'm ambitious. I have dreams and goals, and I don't want to settle for less than what I really wish to accomplish. I'm just growth-oriented. I'm always wanting to learn more things and to become better and better.
Excellent. So, Rosie, you got a lot going on along with Sunday Rain. You have other books, online courses. There's all kinds of things you're talking about, being in schools and things happening, especially as the world opens up. So let everybody know where they can pick up your books, any information on courses or upcoming events.
Yes. So the best way is my website, rosiejpova.com, and they can find information about my books, which are, by the way, available everywhere books are sold. And they can find information about my courses and new things that I have coming out, and also my school visits. Just everything's on my website, including my social media and where they can follow me and connect.
Rosie, it was great to get to know you. Thank you for opening up. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. It was fun talking with you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another famous interview with Joe Domino, where we cover the world of art, literature, and music around the globe. Most of the music on these episodes comes from Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. You can see them on the Neon Jazz YouTube channel. And for everything Joe Domino related, go to JoeDomino.com. And when you're there, you can donate to the cause via PayPal or Patreon. Until next time.